America's immigration agency arrested 680 illegal migrant workers at seven factories in Mississippi. Some were released and told to appear at an immigration court. Others were sent to a detention center in Louisiana. The operation, said to be the biggest of its kind in a single state, had been planned for months.
Donald Trump withdrew his pick of John Ratcliffe as the new director of national intelligence, just days after putting his name forward. Many had criticised the selection, as Mr. Ratcliffe's only credentials seemed to be a staunch defence of Mr. Trump at a recent congressional hearing on the Mueller report.
Puerto Rico's Supreme Court ruled that the appointment of a new governor by Ricardo Rosselló, who was forced from office by street protests, was unconstitutional and he would have to step down. The court sided with the territory's Senate, which had not been given a vote on the appointment. After the court's decision, Wanda Vasquez was sworn in as governor, though she had said she didn't want the job.
Tributes were paid to Toni Morrison, the only black woman to have won the Nobel Prize for Literature, who died aged 88. Ms. Morrison's work was based on narratives about race and slavery.
A car bomb in central Cairo killed 20 people. Egypt's government blamed a violent offshoot of the Muslim Brotherhood for the blast.
Britain joined an American-led initiative to provide naval protection to ships travelling through the Strait of Hormuz amid heightened tensions with Iran. In July, Iran seized a British-flagged oil tanker.
Mozambique's president signed a peace agreement with the leader of RENAMU, a rebel movement. RENAMU said it will disarm some 5,000 fighters and peacefully contest elections scheduled to be held in October. It waged a guerrilla war from 1977 to 1992 before laying down its guns, but took up arms again in 2012.
The UN World Food Programme said that 5 million people in Zimbabwe, a third of the population, are at risk of starvation. The country was the region's breadbasket until the government began stealing farms and handing them to ruling party cronies.
There were more demonstrations in Moscow against the authorities' decision to exclude opposition figures from contesting next month's municipal elections. Hundreds of protesters were arrested, including Lyubov Sobol, one of the leading candidates to have been barred from appearing on the ballot.
Italy's government tightened the laws on dealing with migrants, sharply increasing the fines that can be imposed on NGOs that rescue people at sea and bring them to Italy without permission. The government had to present the vote as an issue of confidence, but easily prevailed.
Powered by kerosene in a backpack, Frankie Zapata flew across the English Channel on a hoverboard. The French inventor, who demonstrated his device at this year's Bastille Day parade, took 22 minutes to make the 35-kilometre or 22-mile crossing. A handy alternative to the Eurostar when it's next disrupted by weather, strikes or technical issues.